19. "Tell me about the cut," Ralph said. Marcy put her hands on her hips.
"Why? So you can make it into some kind of big deal because it wasn't?"
"He's asking because it's the only thing he's got," Alex said. "But I'm interested, too."
"If you're too tired," Howie began. "No, that's all right. It wasn't a big deal. Just a scrape, really." Was that the second time he visited his father? She lowered her head, frowning. "No, it was the last time because we flew home the next morning. When Terry left his father's room, he smacked into an orderly. He said neither of them was looking where he was going. It would have been no more than bump and excuse me, but a janitor had just finished mopping the floor and it was still wet. The orderly slipped and grabbed Terry's arm but went down anyway. Terry helped him up, asked if he was all right, and the guy said he was. Terry was halfway down the hall before he saw his wrist was bleeding. One of the orderly's nails must have gotten him when he grabbed Terry trying to stay on his feet. A nurse disinfected it and put on a Band-Aid, like Sarah said. And that's the whole story. Does it solve the case for you?"
"No," Ralph said. "But it wasn't like the yellow bra strap. This was a connection, a confluence, to use Jeannie's word, he thought he could nail down, but he would need Yoon Sablo's help." He stood up. "Thanks for your time, Marcy." She favored him with a cold smile. "That's Mrs. Maitland to you."
"Understood. And Howard, thanks for setting this up." He extended his hand to the lawyer. For a moment it just hung there, but in the end, Howie shook it.
"I'll walk you out," Alex said.
"I think I can find my way."
"I'm sure you can, but since I walked you in, it makes a nice balance."
They crossed the living room and went down the short hall. Alec opened the door. Ralph stepped out and was surprised when Alec stepped out after him.
"What was it about the cut?"
Ralph eyed him. "I don't know what you're talking about."
"I think you do. Your face changed."
"A little acid indigestion. I'm prone to it, and that was a tough meeting, although not as tough as the way the girl looked at me. I felt like a bug on a slide."
Alec closed the door behind him. Ralph was two steps down, but because of his height, the two men were still almost eye to eye.
"Going to tell you something," Alec said.
"All right," Ralph braced himself.
"That arrest was fucked. Fucked to the sky. I'm sure you know that now."
"I don't think I need another scolding tonight." Ralph started to turn away.
"I'm not done."
Ralph turned back, head lowered, feet slightly spread. It was a fighter's stance.
"I don't have any kids. Marie couldn't. But if I'd had a son your boy's age, and if I had solid proof that a homicidal sexual deviant had been important to him, someone he looked up to, I might have done the same thing or worse. What I'm saying is that I understand why you lost perspective."
"All right," Ralph said.
"It does make things better, but thanks. If you change your mind about telling me what it was about the cut, give me a call. Maybe we're all on the same side here."
"Good night, Alec."
"Good night, Detective. Stay safe."